Hello and welcome. I'm Ellen O'Brien, editor of SearchStorage.com, and I'm here today with Lauren Whitehouse. She's an analyst focusing on backup and recovery software and replication solutions. She works for Enterprise Strategy Group based in Milford, Mass. Welcome, Lauren. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Ellen. Thank you.
Today we're going to be talking about SharePoint and its impact on storage. And I wanted to start with some research that your firm recently did, talking to SharePoint users. What did they tell you would be the impact of any SharePoint downtime?
Sure. So ESG conducted research with end users that were currently using SharePoint, and we also talked to users that were not using it just to gauge what their interest was. And when it came to the impact of losing access to their SharePoint data, over 60% of organizations said that they could only withstand 4 hours or less of downtime before that they would see some adverse effect on their business. And I think kind of more glaring is that 36% said that they could only withstand an hour or less of downtime. So that just really shows how much SharePoint is being used in organizations as a productivity tool and how important the data is that's being stored in the environment.
That's a good point. Can you talk to us about what things should SharePoint users be most concerned with when considering backup recovery? Are there two things you could start with?
There's actually a couple. I think one of the biggest things is that they underestimate the amount of storage capacity that they're going to need for this type of environment. For a lot of reasons, SharePoint increases the amount of storage capacity, not only for primary storage, but for backup environments. Another thing is that SharePoint configurations can be somewhat complex. There's a lot of pieces to the whole platform, and it's very important for organizations to look at all of those piece parts and make sure that they get backed up in a federated way. There are tools that are available through SharePoint, through Microsoft, but they don't always meet the needs of some of the larger organizations. So you really want to look at the backup and recovery requirements of your organization and see what tools and or third-party solutions are out there to make sure that you have adequate protection. And then finally, I would say that the other thing that you have to think about is when you're looking at recovery, you have to look for any capability within the solution that you select for backup and recovery to do a single item recovery. One of the things that people get caught up in is the fact that they have to recover a whole site or a whole database just to get one file back. And that can not only be cumbersome, but it can take up a lot of extra storage capacity and sometimes wipe out some of the metadata when you're trying to get that file back. So those are the biggest concerns.
Okay, let's drill into those commercial solutions a bit. You've written that only a handful of vendors, I guess, currently offer item-level recovery that doesn't involve a two-step process.
Mm-hmm.
When do you know that a commercial solution might be a good fit for you?
Well, you know, obviously you've got to look at the requirements for your own environment. How big is it? How much data do you have? What type of scheduling needs do you have? Do you need policies to sort of fine-tune your protection strategies? I mean, some of the things that are available in the native tools might be adequate for a smaller site, but I think as you start getting larger or having more complex policies, you really have to look at third-party solutions. Do you have to have copies of data go off-site, you know, either through tape creation or replication? That's probably another concern because that's not something that would be handled with the more simple native tools that come with the application. But when it comes to that granular recovery component, as you stated, you can get something back as far as like an individual document or, a blog or something else that might be posted in that platform. But it is a two-step recovery process, and that's time-consuming. You could have situations where you overwrite critical data or metadata, and you really want to be able to just get that one file if you need it back. There are certain safeguards within the SharePoint environment, things like a recycle bin and the fact that you have versioning. So, you know, you post a file and every subsequent version of that file, you'll be able to go back in time to maybe a previous version. But that's not going to cover things like data corruption, or actually losing your database. So you do have to think about, if I need that individual file back, can I handle it in a two-step process, or do I need a more immediate recovery with a one-step process?
That versioning feature in SharePoint causes multiple copies of data to be stored, as you said. So do you have a good feel for how much SharePoint actually contributes to your storage capacity growth? Do you have any research related to that?
Yeah, actually we do. We had our respondents state that about 37% had a 10 to 30% increase in the amount of capacity, and another third said 30% or more increase in the capacity. So the system can sort of get unwieldy rather quickly for multiple reasons. One, companies just start aggregating more data in a centralized repository. What maybe you had stored previously on a network file share now gets put into that SharePoint environment. Other organizations may elect to make that the aggregation point of email attachments. Other companies might say, in order for your laptop data to get backed up adequately, make sure that you're posting those files to a central repository, which will become part of the overall backup scheme, and because a lot of people don't back up their laptops, for example. But then, as you stated, there is a situation where you are have your content in this platform and you're having multiple versions of the data stored, and it's not just incremental changes between files, it's actually multiple copies of those files, and so capacity can grow rather quickly.
Lauren, thanks so much for joining us today, giving us a snapshot of some of the challenges that SharePoint users are up against. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Ellen.
For more information on SharePoint backup and recovery and other storage technologies, please check out our website, searchstorage.com.